Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 21, 1804, day 8 of the expedition. Camped at St. Charles, leaving late in the afternoon to find a camp upriver. The last few days have been rainy and miserable. Captain Clark has been discussing plans with Captain Lewis. However, Captain Clark continues to be the only officer writing the journal entries and will do so for a few more days. You know, it is a marvel that Lewis's keelboat, the queen of the expedition's fleet, and two pirogues loaded with a total of 12 tons of cargo could possibly be propelled upstream by only 22 oarsmen fighting high winds and driving rainstorms. Of course, the captains handpicked the crew. They were military, they were young and strong, they were trained in the wilderness, and were no strangers to solving problems. They were able to handle whatever challenge was presented. Now, Captain Clark's entry for today.
All the forepart of the day arranging our party and procuring the different articles necessary for them at this place. Dined with Mr. Doucette and set out at 3:30 under three cheers from the gentlemen on the bank and proceeded on to the head of an island 3 miles. Soon after, we set out today a hard wind from the west-southwest accompanied with a hard rain, which lasted with short intervals all night. Opposite our camp, a small creek comes in on the larboard side. Captain William Clark, May 21, 1804.
Larboard side means left side, now also called port side. Starboard is the right side. Monday, meeting a party of Kickapoos.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Descriptions and journal excerpts are from Gary Moulton's edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals. Music, courtesy of Makoche Records. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.